Friends, this is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, it seems world events are quickly heading towards the end of this age. I have recently heard of some prophecies from someone called Malachi, who is not in the Bible. What are these prophecies?
Well, there's a list of future pontiffs that a Irish bishop named Malachi put together in the 12th century. And over a decade ago, I actually bought a book on Malachi's predictions of 112 future popes. Now, although various Roman Catholics believe that this list was divinely inspired, and that also was, by the way, the position of the late Protestant writer Hal Lindsey, many, including myself, don't believe this list was from God. And many have made light of it for lots of reasons. Actually, it's actually been claimed that the word malarkey originated as a derivative of the word Malachi because of how some people viewed Malachi's writings. Malarkey, by the way, means worthless. Yet Malachi's list remains remarkably accurate, even though you have to include some anti-popes for it to actually work out.
What do you mean by anti-popes?
When there are two claimed pontiffs at the same time, the Church of Rome considers one of them to be an anti-pope. There's also a view that a man who is a pope who doesn't really believe the Roman Catholic faith, they would be an anti-pope.
Well, if the list is remarkably accurate and we include the anti-popes in the list, would you then consider this list to be inspired by God or not?
No, I've long believed the whole list is demonically inspired, so I don't rely on it. But what's interesting is we're starting to see reports of this in the mainstream press. The Jerusalem Post wrote something about this, and Euronews actually posted something about this. And I want to read about this, read from it. It said there's this 900-year-old Vatican doomsday prophecy. Now it's coming to light again now that Pope Francis has been ill. According to this book, judgment day is upon us soon, and Pope Francis might be the last leader of the church. And this is going back, it says, to the prophecy of the popes by their Archbishop Malachi. And it talks about the day, final time of judgment. Now, according to Euronews, the 12th century book credited to, or list credited to Malachi, says the end is going to take place in 2027. They correctly, though, say that the book contains a series of Latin phrases in 112 mysterious sections, which purport to predict Catholic popes beginning from Celestine II up to the current one. So there's a passage attributed to Pope Sixtus V that reads, "Axel in the midst of a sign." And this article says, Pope Sixtus' tenure began 442 years after the first pope's rule in the list. So therefore, he's in the middle of this lineage. That indicates the end of the world is going to come 442 years later in the year 2027. Then the article quotes the last passage from Malachi's list. In the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will reign Peter the Roman, who will feed his flock amid many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city will be destroyed and the dreadful judge will judge the earth, the end. The seven-hilled city, again, I'm in Euronews, refers to Rome. And some interpret the last passage as Peter taking over as pope from Francis due to his chronic lung condition, making Francis the last pope, end quote. So that was from that article. But first of all, let me tell you the following. Because of the signs Jesus said we're supposed to look for in Matthew 24, we can be sure the end is not coming to 2027. That's too soon. However, the last pope could be in place that year. Now, second, the idea that Pope Sixtus began as pontiff is not necessarily relevant to Malachi's list, nor the number of years to get to the year 2027. Now, that said, again, there are 112 popes predicted, and Pope Francis could be considered number 112 on the list because he followed number 111, who was Pope Benedict XVI. Yet, because Benedict XVI was alive when Francis became the pontiff. Some have said Francis doesn't count, so there could be other pontiffs to come afterwards. And of course, there are a lot of Roman Catholics, though, that think that Francis is a legitimate successor. But on the Maliki list, the one after Pope Benedict the 16th is listed as the last one.
So, according to some, if we consider the current pope to be an antipope, then the next pope would be number 112 on the list, and the final pope according to Maliki. What does Maliki say about that pope?
Well, as I alluded to before, he actually said more about that pope than any others on his list. Oh. But actually, there's a whole lot of similarities between the prophecy of Bishop Maliki related to the last pope and statements in, for example, the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation, also known as the Apocalypse. Now, I'm going to read the entire prediction of the final pope as reported by the Catholic Encyclopedia. In the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will reign Peter the Roman, who will feed his flock among many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge the people. The end. Now, let's go to the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. I'm going to start in verse 13. John says he saw a woman, the scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads, seven horns. The woman was clothed with purple and scarlet and precious stones, golden cup in her hand, full of abomination, filthiness. And on her name was written, a mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of fornications, abominations of the earth. I saw this woman drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And I wondered, and I saw her when I'd seen her, with great admiration. Then an angel said to me, why do you wonder? I'll tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her. And here's understanding that has wisdom. The woman, excuse me, the seven heads are seven mountains upon which the woman sits, and there are seven kings. And the waters which you saw the harlot sit on are many peoples, nations, and tongues. The ten horns which you saw in the beast, they will hate the harlot, make her desolate, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to do that which he pleases him. And they gave her king that kingdom to the beast. And the woman which you saw is that great city which has kingdom over the kings of the earth. By the way, that was from the Dewey Rheims Bible.
Okay.
So in both the Maliki list and the book of Revelation, we see, one, a reference to the city of seven hills or mountains. Two, the destruction of the city of seven hills or mountains. Three, the end of the power of Rome. Four, persecution. Five, troubles and tribulations in the earth. Six, some type of judgment. And seven, these are events for the end time. Now, the persecution that the Bible tells us of the truly faithful and others is going to happen. But judgment's going to come, and judgment, according to the Bible, will end up coming from God himself.
So are we saying that either Pope Francis or the next pope will be the final pope before the return of Christ?
Well, that's certainly possible. Now, Maliki seemed to indicate his list had every single one of them. However, a book I bought that was written in 1969 says the following. Some medieval interpreters have gone out of their way to stress that Maliki in his prophecies does not specifically mention that no popes will reign between number 111 and the last one. And that, by the way, is also what the Catholic Encyclopedia says. It says it merely says this one is going to be the last. So there could be as many popes as we please before Peter the Roman. Again, that's from the Catholic Encyclopedia. So that, you know, gives the supporters of the Maliki list wiggle room for there to be some kind of a pope after Francis.
Well, if Maliki's list provides wiggle room for additional popes after Francis, what good is it?
Well, that's kind of rather long, but I'd like to go to another prediction. This is from a Catholic priest by the name of Gaudentius Rossi in the 19th century. He says, according to Maliki, only 10 or at the most 11 popes remain in the future to be more or less legitimately elected. We say more or less legitimately, because out of those future popes, it is feared that one or two will be unlawfully elected as anti-popes. Now, there haven't been any recognized, from the Vatican at least, anti-popes since Felix V, and that's back in the old 15th century. So if Priest Rossi's understanding on these points is correct, it would seem that the last pope on the list would be an anti-pope. And now, the Bible tells us that the final Antichrist will also be the false prophet that the book of Revelation warns against. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 11, that many false prophets would arise and deceive many. And the Apostle Paul said that Satan takes, we don't want Satan to take advantage of us, and we're not supposed to be ignorant of his devices. So why am I saying that? Despite certain accuracies of Malachi's list, we need to be on guard that we're not deceived that the list is from God, and that those people who are on the list are actually God's representatives on the earth. Because it seems that the false prophet might claim, based more on tradition, in fact, that there's an unbroken succession of bishops in Rome from Peter onwards. There have been bishops of Rome from the 2nd to 21st century, and that part is true. And that the Malachi's list predicted all these popes, that this is therefore proof that he's called by God and we're supposed to listen to this guy. You know, she also mentioned it's always possible that Satan very well could have influenced the voting for Francis to add one more pontiff in between. You know, whether or not Francis could be the last pope, the fact is that the one who's the last on Malachi's list seems to be warned about in the Bible. Now, as far as Francis himself, his ecumenical interfaith and economic agenda is somewhat consistent with him being an anti-pope. But again, he doesn't have to be the last one. And according to Roman Catholic prophecies, there will be a pope who's going to come who will do miracles. And this is from their blessed Anna Maria Taghi from the 19th century. He'll be the holy pontiff chosen. At the end, he'll have the gift of miracles, and his name will be praised around the earth. And then their abbot, Joachim, who died in 1202, said that God will work many prodigies with this person and people will revere him. This means miracles. The Bible talks about this false prophet who's going to do signs and lying wonders. And so, you know, our position is not that the last pope is going to believe the Roman Catholic faith. We think he'll be an anti-pope and he's going to do signs and wonders. Anyway, you know, some do believe that Francis himself may not be the legitimate successor of Benedict. And again, if he's not counted, whoever comes after him is considered the last one.
So what we're looking at is the fact that there could be some truth to Malachi's list, but it is not inspired by God. And Satan could introduce further confusion in an attempt to deceive the saints. However, whether the last pope be Francis or a succeeding anti-pope, they will be accompanied by signs and lying wonders, which the truth of the Bible tells us to watch for. And by that truth, we will know who is the last antipope. Having said that, is it possible Pope Francis really is the final pope?
If he does the signs and lying wonders, yes. But again, the last one, I believe, is going to be an antipope. And we suspect that that will be the final Antichrist. We'll have to rely, of course, on what the Bible teaches and not what Malachi wrote. Okay. But because we do believe what Jesus said, we know that the doom is not coming in the sense that the end will not be in 2027.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.